Yeah, they sure don't make them like they used to. That's why every few months, we wash him, check his fluids, and spray on a fresh coat of wax. This is 50 Plus with Doug Pike.
Welcome back. 50 Plus. Thanks to Dr. Halpin for his motivation. We'll talk now with a woman named Nikki Slazel, or Snazel, excuse me, all the way from the United Kingdom. Let me push this button here. An expert she is in the relatively new pain-relieving method called dry needling, which, as I said earlier, has nothing to do with your Christmas tree. Welcome to 50 Plus, Nikki.
Hello, Doug. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for this is a very long call for you. You are the second farthest away person I've ever spoken with or heard from for this show. I actually had a guy listening to my outdoor show once from Orly between flights. So there you go. So now I have two people from over in Europe. That is fantastic. When and where did this notion of dry needling first come up?
Very recently, just because the East really held on to the mantle for having the acupuncture needles thousands of years old. But
right.
Very recently, probably just in the last 100 years, the West went, do you know what? That's really cool having a needle, but using it as a small microsurgical tool rather than in the mystical, magical way that the East uses it. So really, it's the tiniest tool you can use in a surgical way. So in short.
Very much smaller than a scalpel, smaller than all those things the orthopedic guys use, whatever they are, the wrenches and hammers and whatnot. So basically, with dry needling, if my leg hurts, you're going to stick a needle in it, and it's not going to hurt anymore. That sums it up pretty well.
I love I know. It. With all your fishing and shooting and all your outdoors,
I think
you do get some pains in your legs. Yes, it's working out why you're hurting. And the fascinating thing about pain is that Mr. Pain is a nerve, is nerves that hurt. And the one thing that nerves hate is being trapped. So just like fishing, you have to put a needle in from your neurophysiology, from where you know from the spine and the brain and the muscles. And it may be that you go into the particular area where it hurts, or maybe you have to track down that beast of a nerve somewhere else. And you put this needle in, and just like fishing, when you've got the fish on the edge of the rod and you get that grab, you know you've got a problem, and the nerve underneath will be screaming.
Oh,
so
boy.
You grab that muscle, the muscle releases, and with it, the pain ebbs away. Which is a beautiful treatment, and it doesn't involve opiates.
It does seem similar, Nikki, to acupuncture. So what's the difference?
Okay, well, acupuncture is into the bubble wrap, as you were, the bubble wrap, your fascia.
Oh, yeah.
It's
okay.
Very, very, very much into that thin layer of fascia, of bubble wrap. And it's to do with their Eastern lines of energy. It's to do with putting a needle in, and then it's about that magical Eastern philosophy of balancing energy lines of these magical meridian lines. It's all very clever stuff, and it goes in with herbs, and it goes in with exercise, and modern physiology and anatomy has said, do you know what? These thousands of years old techniques actually correlate with scientific points. They actually tap into these magical points that have effect on the brain and on pain. But dry needling is very different because we're lazier in the West. We went, you know what, that's really clever, but what if we just chop into the body and look at the anatomy? Let's find out what's in there. So with dry needling, you are literally following the anatomy and going into tissue that's tied. And if the reason for pain is that the nerves have been damaged or trapped, it's really clever at releasing structures, but also causing a whole pool of the body's natural pharmacy to come racing around to treat the area. Because as soon as you have a tight area, you have less oxygen, less blood supply, and the body starts hurting. Because I know when you have 10 minutes, if that sums
okay.
it up.
It sounds to me like there may be some pain involved with dry needling, so I've got to just kind of know that walking into the room, right?
Yes,
okay.
There's a little bit, but if you know what you're doing, it's a tiny needle, and you can use techniques to actually sort of reduce it. There's techniques of laser and deep oscillation,
like
where
alcohol?
You numb it up before you do it.
Alcohol work? That probably would, wouldn't it?
Oh, it does. Very, yes, for me.
Taken internally?
Oh, for you, yes. Not for the practitioner, yes, of
no,
course.
No, no,
yes,
no. No, no, for the patient, of course. Who's a good candidate for this, really?
Damn.
Is it somebody with chronic pain? Is it somebody with a sudden onset of pain? Because it was recommended to me after a groin strain about 3-4 months ago, I guess, about a moderate groin strain. The guy said, what about dry needling? It scared the heck out of me, so I kind of wimped out. I would have been a candidate, huh?
Yeah, you don't always have to needle into the really, especially in your groin, bless you.
Right.
You don't have to go into the really sore area. For example, the groin, there's an area in the lower back, lumbar one and lumbar two, where the nerves come out of that part of the back, and they supply and look after your groin. So you can needle a different area and get to the nerve at a totally different area, and then you can do some soft, nice, yummy stuff where it's really acutely sore. And it's really chronic stuff. That you're aiming this treatment at. You do nicer stuff. If something's acute, it heals. Mm-hmm. It usually just needs some nice stuff and a bit of a rest and, as you say, a drink and what have you. But this is aimed at chronic stuff where the pain just won't switch off, where the nerves are starting to really get you down because they keep screaming. That's where this technique really comes into its own.
It's fascinating. Nikki Snazel on 50 Plus. Talk about, I saw in the preparatory stuff I received that you feel like lifestyle can also help contribute to pain remediation. Talk about that a little bit. Lifestyle changes.
Well, very important. That's why I wrote a series of books for my patients, because they now, with research, show that your immune system can't cope with our modern lifestyle. It doesn't like rubbishy food and lots of sugar and not very much exercise and being stressed up. And they've shown now that if someone has a lot of lifestyle stresses, not their fault, say they're caring for a sick parent, they can actually do blood analysis and show that the white cells, the little guys that help us heal, help calm things down, reduce inflammation and pain, aren't able to cope in the same way. So I always teach the patients to go through a quick four keys analysis. I have jars of red, amber, and green marbles, and we say, well, how's your lifestyle? How's your stress? What are you eating? And if we've got lots of marbles in the jar, lots of reds, we say, well, here's some little habits at home, and then we can make sure whatever treatment we need to do is really going to work.
I noticed, Nikki Snazel on the show here, the four keys to healthy living, and I noticed that this is not something that requires the same licensure, say, as a doctor. But so, what do doctors think about this? What are they saying about it?
There's a new movement of younger doctors coming through who love it, who love the idea that they need to be looked after too. But old school medical schools, and as a physiotherapist, we were trained for the first 3 years in medical anatomy and physiology. Old school was very much, you diagnose the problem and you cut it out or you give a painkiller.
Right.
And the very ancient ways are now coming back in because they can justify with research that they have a worth. And they're now bringing in all those things that we know since we were little, you know, eat healthily, exercise, meditate, sit quietly, work your thoughts out. Little habits through the day help your immune system, help you to heal. So if you get to a crisis and possibly end up needing some strong drugs or surgery, then your body's going to repair itself with that intervention and you'll get through it. But if you're sick already, if your cells are poorly, you're not going to be able to get through it in the same way. So really my aim in life, and has been for the last 30 years, not only teaching certain techniques, but sitting down and handing out doctors and physios simple little questionnaires that I give to my patients. We have about 14,000 that have come through the door in this current clinic. And we do these little questionnaires, and they love it because they can go home and change things around a bit, and it empowers them to change their life and their family.
That's
rather than
need,
feeling that they have to be sacrificial lambs.
Nikki, I hate to do it, but I'm out of time. Nikki Snazel, author of The Four Keys to Health, available just about everywhere fine books are sold. Nikki, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, we'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Okay.